Now, some of your comments. We've heard from many of you about our coverage of the suicide of Rutgers freshman Tyler Clementi. Clementi jumped from a bridge last week after his roommate and another dorm mate secretly used a webcam to live stream his sexual encounter with another young man. The two students have been charged with invasion of privacy and could face prison time.
Juliana Berry of Wilmington, North Carolina, was among those who were shocked by what the students did to Clementi. She writes this: "It's hard enough for men and women, children and young adults, to deal with coming to terms with their sexuality without having to explain their lifestyle or to decide who gets to know what and when." Berry adds that Clementi's roommate and dorm mate and their families should be ashamed of themselves. She writes, "It's totally sickening."
Several of you wrote suggesting a connection between the Clementi story and what you heard next on yesterday's program. It was a story about Carl Paladino, the Republican who's running for governor of New York. Paladino threatened a reporter during a heated confrontation, and campaign aides had to hold the two men apart.
"I'll take you out, buddy."
"You're going to take me out?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Watch."
Well, after hearing that, Claudia Hammer of Boston Spa, New York, wrote this: "Is it any wonder that children, who see supposedly responsible people in positions of leadership acting like schoolyard bullies, imitate this kind of behavior? Our society has deteriorated into a name-calling, no-holds-barred free-for-all where any opposing opinion is met with vitriol."
Now onto a different and lighter subject. Several of you heard a familiar sound on TV and couldn't help but think of us.
Lee Kurtz of Hatfield, Pennsylvania writes this: "My wife and I were watching the recording of The Good Wife from Tuesday night when, much to my surprise and amusement, I heard a broadcast of All Things Considered during a very rare and racy scene, mind you. It made me laugh."
You made me laugh too, Robert, and I'm just about fall off the couch. And it made listener Alan Fince of Brooklyn cheer. He writes, "NPR has gone mainstream and just maybe has finally sidestepped the patina of intellectual boredom from the periodic skit of the imaginary NPR show Delicious Dish on Saturday Night Live. Way to go."
Thanks for that and for your comments. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.